female entrepreneurs looking for funding. Check out this episode.
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening?
Welcome to the People in Tech Podcast, your resource for all things happening in tech. Join the conversation with your host, Caleb King.
What's up, Day One listeners? Welcome back to the show. And today I have a lovely guest on the podcast today, Dr. Roshana Novales, who is the founder of Enricher. And as you guys know, on the People in Tech show, we 100% encourage women in tech, women in business, women entrepreneurs, and it's women in general. And this episode is very special because Dr. Novales, she created a company, a financial platform to help women secure funding for their ventures. So throughout this episode, we're going to hear about the doctor, her background, and guys, her background's crazy. Not only is she super educated, I mean, computer engineering, bachelor's, ITIS, master's, system engineering doctorate. She is an entrepreneur. She started several companies, very successful companies. She's all about the health and wellness aspect. She created the Wealthy Yogi and so much more. So we're going to dive into Enricher, the doctor's history, her background, and everything you need to know to secure funding for your next idea. Let's get into it.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a special guest on the show.
In the building.
Let the music lift your soul, sharpen your senses, and let's jump into the studio for this interview. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn for more content.
I have the infamous, famous. I'm sorry. Dr. Roshana Novales. Crap. See, you can tell I'm nervous. So, anyways, doctor, we love to ask all our guests, how did you get into tech?
Well, luckily, my mother enrolled me in a computer magnet school at the age of 6. So I learned how to code when I was 6 years old. So from that age, tech was always part of my life. I always loved math. I loved participating in science fairs growing up. And so it's just always been a part of my DNA.
Well, again, thank you for being on the show, doctor. And before we dive into Enricher, before we dive into what you're currently doing, before we even talk about your amazing education background, we realized doing some research on you, you're a software developer. For a lot of our listeners, they would like to know, how did they get to your level? How did they become Dr. Novales? How did they become CEO of Enricher? What was the journey like?
Well, in terms of being a software developer, I'll try to work on projects that inspire you, because you can go beyond the software side to figure out how your technical skills can actually impact real people, real consumers, real businesses. And that's really what gave me the motivation to switch industries. So earlier in my career, I worked on counterterrorism work, and I essentially figured out why bad people were going to kill other people. And I did all these software simulations of different scenarios, such as weapon-equipped swimmers going up to submarines and blowing up submarines, right? And I realized that, hey, this is not where I want to focus all of my skill sets. Hey, why don't I focus my skill sets on making an impact in the world in the way that I see the world? So that helped me move to the impact sector that I'm in now, which is helping women-led businesses get access to capital.
Now, doctor, you're a unique blend. You're educated, but you're also entrepreneurial. And I'm curious, do you feel your education and your experience has been essential for your success moving forward?
So I believe the value of education is teaching yourself that you can do things that may not seem to matter on the path to success. And what I mean by that is there were some classes that I loved. So my favorite classes were all the ones in AI and algorithms and the like. And then there were some classes that I didn't love as much, like the politics of Walt Disney. I didn't know how that would have impact my life specifically, but I still applied myself and did the best that I could in these classes because that was part of this, the process, right? And so as an entrepreneur, you'll have to do a lot of things that you may not necessarily believe are important because it's part of the process. It may be making sure all of your IP is registered appropriately. It may be even raising capital for your business. It may, and that's not like what your core business is, but as long as you have that muscle to finish what you start, you can survive the ups and downs as an entrepreneur.
You know, Doctor, I totally agree. I feel a lot of people view education as it's going to teach you everything. To me, it's really just proving I started something, I can finish something, and I took something away from it. Would you agree?
Right, I agree.
Now, Doctor, I heard our team did some research on you, and I heard you got $600,000 in scholarships. What advice can you give our listeners to find that type of money for education?
Step one, be amazing. No, but seriously, all you have to do is follow the process. It's the same as anything else. So when I was 15 years old, I told my mother I had a plan for paying for my college education. And what I did was research all kinds of organizations that range from the Elks Club in Hawaii to Tuskegee Airmen to Coca-Cola Foundation to Bill Gates Foundation. And the list goes on. And I wrote letters to all of these organizations that included my why, my story, my ask for financial support. Could I be a part of their process? And these were the goals that I was going to reach or the milestone that I was going to reach if they supported me. So clearly that process went very, very well because it was very successful. But the main takeaway that most entrepreneurs should get from that is a lot of times it's just a numbers game, but you can't play the numbers game if people don't know what you're doing, if they don't buy into why you're doing it, and if you don't ask for a specific way that they can help you. So that's what I learned when I was 15 that helped me raise all this money, and it still applies to entrepreneurship today.
So let's transition, because I know you're educated, I know you're smart, I know you got things going on, but yeah, I also appreciate how you consider spirituality, health and wellness, and you even started the Wealthy Yogi. For our listeners, I just want them to know, like, what is the importance of health, wellness, along with business aspirations?
Yeah, so I decided several years ago that I needed to take a break from always focusing on my number one goal. And my number one goal is whatever career goal I have at the time, whether it be to grow a company or what have you. And number two goal was always to focus on self-care and mindfulness and being the best person I could be internally. And so I took a break from being in the U.S., took a break from my entrepreneurship journey, moved to Thailand, lived in an ashram, studied yoga 12 hours a day, studied Sanskrit, meditation, sat on the floor, was one with nature. And it really helped me focus on all the resources that we do have in our lives every day. It helped me focus on being in the present moment. And I had an aha moment when I was in Thailand that we have everything that we need. But a lot of times, especially in the U.S., when we make financial decisions, we compare ourselves to other people or, you know, live with the Joneses or doing what the Joneses do instead of what you want and what you want to do. So basically, the philosophy is that if you can be in the present moment, clear out all the noise, that you'll be able to make better financial decisions. So that's the premise behind the Wealthy Yogi.
So, Doctor, let's just get to the nitty gritty. Let's talk about the thing which caught my attention. Enricher. What is it? Who is it for? Why did you start it? And why is it so critical to have something like this now?
Right. So Enricher was designed to be a resources to help women-led businesses grow. And we do that through our network, which has engaged over 19,000 women-led businesses globally, and our funding platform, which helps women-led businesses access between $50,000 and $250,000 in lendable capital. Our vision is to help 10,000 women-led businesses across the U.S. grow. And we've been helping businesses in all industries, from beauty salons to creators of dog treats to high growth companies. And we believe that if enough women had the economic resources that we deserve, that society will be more reflective of what we want and what we need in the world.
Now, I'm very curious, Enricher Financial Platform, I can only imagine some of the challenges. Doctor, what were some of the obstacles you encountered trying to create this platform for future entrepreneurs?
Well, there's so many. One is the regulatory challenge. So before we can even prove that we could help people, we had to go through the SEC and FINRA process so that we could even try to do what we had to do. So we had no evidence to get started. So that's always really hard, whether you were in a regulatory framework or high tech or, you know, healthcare, that you have to like go through this whole approval before you can test what you build. So that's a big challenge. It's also challenging to attract the team that you want. I really had to focus on getting people to tap into my why and the story. So I had to practice over and over again, telling people why I'm doing this, why it's so important. And that really helped me grow and the ability to attract amazing people to my team. And then people who just don't want us to succeed. A lot of people don't want underserved founders to have access to capital to grow and the resources. The country was designed this way for a reason. So the ability to navigate those truisms to still go after what we are trying to do has been a challenge, but it's all worth it.
So I always like to get our listeners' perspective on your why. What really drove you? What, I mean, because I'm sure you had your challenging days, Doctor. What was the driving force? What was the why in your mind where you're like, I have to get this done. I have to do this for other people.
I just found this to be a huge problem that people aren't trying to solve. So, I mean, I've always been me. I've been in this body and this skin my whole life. So I don't know how much of it has to do with that. But I've always been a solution-oriented person. I've always loved solving problems. So this is just who I am.
Women entrepreneurs who are looking for funding, Doctor, what advice would you give them listening to this show today before they even apply? What should be some of the things they're doing before they're like, all right, guys, we're ready. We're going to submit our application.
Make sure you know what your numbers are. So that means make sure you know what your revenue is and how much money you need and for what. Like, how are you going to use money to help your business grow, whether that be investing in inventory, team training, or the like. Just know what you want and how you're going to use it. And then just know what your why is, like what's going to keep you focused on running your business even when things don't go your way.
So let's say Sharon, my female co-host robot, she gets your idea submitted, she gets approved. But after you get approved, what happens next? Is it, here's money, get to it, or are there additional coaching after the fact?
Yeah, so when someone comes to Enricher, they join our Enricher community, which provides coaching through either structured masterclasses or groups that entrepreneurs have the opportunity to participate in. In addition, there are groups by industry, there's chat features and the like, so that these entrepreneurs can interface with like-minded women to help them grow. And so women at any stage can participate in that part of Enricher, that's Enricher Society. And then the top people in Enricher Society can apply for funding for their ventures.
Now, can you share any success stories coming out of your program?
Yeah, so since we launched a few months ago, we've already funded 70 companies. One company by the name of Mommy, she came to us before she was raising her seed round. So she does have a high growth company, and she was able to pick and choose the investors that she wanted in her company. She was able to secure Serena Williams and Mark Cuban as investors, because she took this approach to financing her business. So that's, you know, the company we've helped with the name, most name recognition. But really, the success is everyday businesses. So people have told us because of the financing, they didn't have to shut down their doors when they're going through their slow season. And that's in cases across the country. So time and time again, we've been able to help businesses, you know, maintain or sustain. And that's really what Enricher is all about.
So for our listeners, why would they pick Enricher over trying to apply to Shark Tank or going through an incubator or other types of areas to get funding?
So we're totally different in the fact that our vision is to fund 10,000 women-led businesses. So no other accelerator incubator program is financing that many companies. And we don't operate in this competitive realm where only 10 companies or, you know, the top one gets financing like pitch competitions. So we don't have a limited scope in the same way that a lot of these programs do. Also, most incubators and accelerators only focus on the high growth companies. That is not our focus. Again, most of our companies have been in health and wellness, product-based companies, and only a little in the high growth area. And so we're a better fit for most business types. And we have this online gated community that allows people to participate no matter where they are.
All right, Doctor, we're going to go into our fun segment of the episode called Rapid Fire. Just a few questions, icebreaker, to help make this episode a little bit more personal to you. So our listeners take away a little bit more info about you. First question, what was your very first screen name?
Oh, Dazzling Diva 99.
See what I'm saying? She was prepared.
Yeah, I mean, I was Dazzling Diva 99 for 10 years, so I stuck with it.
Next question. What is something people seem to misunderstand about you?
That I'm a big nerd. Even though I have all these degrees, people don't believe it.
Yeah, simple to me. Nerds rule. I'm a nerd. You're a nerd. We're taking over. So, Doctor, last question. And this one was tailored to you and your team. What has happened? What's an event that has occurred during your program that really just caught you by surprise? Like you did something for someone you didn't even realize you did it for.
So I'm always surprised when people help when there's nothing in it for them. And several of the programs that I've participated in attracted altruistic people to help us grow. And I always value that because it's just so rare. And it's so rare to find groups of people like that. So I really appreciate that.
And you know, I take that back. I have one more question for you. Here's your USA pageant type question. What is one tip that you would give to help make the world a better place?
Question.
Well, never been in a pageant before. But I think really staying in alignment with the highest frequency that you possibly can. So not making decisions to make other people mad or to get more recognition, but really making decisions in alignment with the biggest way you can share love in the world, because that has the highest multiplicative effect of happiness and good.
Awesome. Well, Doctor, I want to give you an opportunity. Is there any last words? Where can our listeners who want to get in contact with you, ask you questions, where can they find you?
You can find us at enrichher.com. That's enrichher.com. And on all social media platforms at iEnricher.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for being on the show. Day one listeners, you know the deal. All links in the show notes below. And for those of you who are entrepreneurs, I highly encourage you, go check out her site. If you have an idea, if it's vetted out, apply. She has helped several people, several companies, a lot of different individuals take their idea and go to the next level. So don't be scared. Take action. Do it today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Doctor, for being on the show. For now, we are out. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on the People in Tech podcast. For resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at peopleintech.us and join our mailing list for more content. Later.